Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with my host, Minister Harold Copeland. And we are together again, praising the Lord, full of joy, just super excited that we are ready, willing, and able to continue in our lesson today with this wonderful series, One with Jesus. A oneness with the Godhead, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is a oneness that can't be broken when you have become born again. Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 through 12 tells us, reminds us of the value of a friend. And you know, as we all should know, we have a friend in Jesus. One particular value is the security of knowing our eternal destination. Now that is a wonderful, wonderful value to have. Blessing, as I call it. Another value is He, Christ, abides in us and we in Him. Hallelujah. Also, the love of God has become first place in our heart, that what has been perfected in us will show through us for His glory, according to 1 John 4, meaning 1 John 4, verses 7 through 21. Now, keep in mind, my brothers and sisters, as we prepare for this series to continue, Brother Harold and I pray that you are ready in mindset, ready in heart, and that you are ready with some materials, such as your Bible or your device, something to write with, to take some good notes, that you can continue the lesson at your private study time. Such an important piece of our development as disciples of Christ is that we have private study time with Christ Jesus, with His Word, and allowing the Holy Spirit that lives within us to reveal to us. Now, I'm to the ones who already are born again, who have given their life to Christ, who know without a shadow of a doubt that the Holy Spirit is living inside of them, orchestrating, being submissive to the Holy Spirit. That's a beautiful thing. And we do carve out an opportunity of time in the broadcast to give those who are listening who do not know Christ intimately and personally. This is one of the beautiful things of ministry as a believer in Christ Jesus, that we extend Christ Jesus to others. And this is what our mission is. That's why we're called Mission from the Heart. Praise the Lord. So without any further delay, we are going to continue in our teaching series, One with Jesus. And so, Minister Copeland, if you would take over, and we will follow along with you. Minister Copeland?
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hello again, everybody. Shalom. We release the peace of God upon you on this day. God bless you. We release blessings, 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 miracles, miracles, miracles. I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host, Minister Carnita Smith, it is an honor, a great delight to be back in studio with you again on this day. We'd like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart radio broadcast. We always want you to know that it is an honor and a privilege to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you, and we thank God for your life. But most importantly, God loves you. He has a plan for your life. And every time you open your heart to receive the truth of the Word of God, God is downloading revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit into your heart. And this revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit will take you to God's divine purpose and plan that he has for your life. And you too shall stand and proclaim the oracles of God to this lost and dying world. As was said earlier, we're currently on our series, One with Jesus. And on the first 8 lessons of this series, by the word of God, through scripture, we showed you that in your spirit, man, you are one with Jesus. And as was said, that's if you're born again. And as was said, the fullness of the Godhead dwells on the inside of us. If you haven't heard the first 8 series, just go back on the internet and look at the series, listen to the series, because it is very important that you know 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 that you are one with Jesus. And now what we're going to do is pull out some blessings that come with being one with Jesus. And the first blessing we started with was that oneness is sealed on the inside of you. Amen. If you're born again, it's sealed on the inside, that oneness. And that seal is a protection that we can't mess it up. The devils and his demons can't mess it up. Is a lifetime covenant until we go to heaven to be with Jesus. So the seal will be released in the teaching. But I just want to start out by saying, once you got saved, that oneness was sealed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, let's look at inmates in prison. Inmates in prison are descriptive of us all. See, we all have prisons. A prison is a problem that we have in our lives that keep us bound up. But our problems aren't always quite as obvious as those of someone who been placed behind bars. You see, they're in jail, and they realize that they've been running their own lives, and they no longer want the mess they have. They look around wondering, how can I change? I need to get out of here. Then some preacher, some minister comes across their path, preaching, telling them that they are in Christ, and once they get in Christ, they are a new creature, and old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. The thought that God loves them and wants to completely change their life fit perfectly with what's going on through most prisoners' minds to change. Get out of there and see their life go in a different direction. So they pray. They accept the Lord. not only for eternal benefits, but also for the purpose of immediate change. A newly born again prisoner will often become vulnerable, start doubting, unbelief comes in, because they don't understand the change took place in their spirit and that the rest of their Christian lives involves renewing their minds to believe and release what God has already placed on the inside of them. The next morning they wake up, they find themselves in the same cell, facing the same trial, facing the same penalties, looking only in the physical realm. It's easy for them to conclude it didn't work. The word isn't true. God didn't change me because everything's still the same. Now, this happens outside of jail too. Waking up the next morning, we find ourselves still married to the same person, working the same job, facing the same sickness, and under the same mountain of debt. In fact, many times our problems intensify once we're born again. That's just the devil throwing everything he has at us because we're no longer on his side to stop our witness. If we're not careful, we can become confused and think, I'm not sure anything really happened. The change occurred in the spirit, not the physical realm. One third of it is already complete. Our new man has been created in righteousness and true holiness. Let us read that in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24.
Ephesians 4:24. And it reads this way. And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Amen.
Amen. True righteousness and holiness. We're not involving into this if we are born again. In our spirit, man, we are already there. True righteousness and true holiness. Jesus became sin so we can become righteous. I say that again. Jesus became sin so that we can become righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Let us read that.
For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Amen.
Amen. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus if we are born again. Jesus became what we were so that we could become what he is. He took our sins and gave us his righteousness. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. See, most of the church today acknowledge that Jesus paid the price for our sins, but they don't really believe they have become righteous. They think this takes place in the future when they arrive in heaven. But 2 Corinthians 5:21, what we just read, refutes this understanding by declaring that he took our sins and made his past debt. He took our sins and made us righteous. If we believe the first half of that scripture, we ought to believe the second half too. We are righteous, the righteous of God in Christ Jesus. See, God doesn't look at us the way we look at ourselves. Let's read 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7.
1 Samuel 16:7. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Amen.
Amen. That's our inner being, the heart, our inner man, the spirit man. That's how God relates to us. God is a spirit. And we have to relate to God in the spirit. And God relates to us in the spirit all the time. God sees us. And he sees the Jesus that lives in us. And you see the empowerment of the Holy Spirit working in us. Let's read Ephesians 3:20.
Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Amen.
If you're born again, the power of the Holy Spirit is working, doing right now, exceeding abundantly above all that we can act or think, according to the power that work is in you and in me. God looks at our spirit. He accepts us. And he sees that we are righteous. Most Christians pray, oh God, I'm so sorry. I failed you miserably again. How can you love me? Have mercy. They don't realize the truth that the performance of their body and soul, either good or bad, has absolutely no bearing on whether or not God accepts them. We're born again. It doesn't matter if you rebel or just aren't everything you should be. God sees you righteous and truly holy because he's looking at our spirit. God sees us righteous and truly holy because he's looking at our spirit. And I need to pause for a moment. We are a salvation ministry, and we, from Mission from the Heart, we believe in holy living. Amen. So we're not promoting sinning, deliberately sin, because God is not looking at us physically. He's looking at our spirit. No, all of our sins are paid for if you're born again. sins of yesterday, sins of today, sins of tomorrow, sins of forever has all been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And God relates to us by our spirit man. We are not promoting sin. And we all should try to live as holy as possible. But if we do make a mistake, God is not holding it against us. That sin has already been paid for by the precious shed blood of Lord Jesus Christ. If you mess up, get up. Amen. If you fall, get up. The Bible says a righteous man falleth seven times, and he gets up seven times. See, there's power in the blood of Jesus. We're not promoting sin, and we do not promote sin. We try to live as holy as possible. Now, let's read a couple of scriptures here. Romans chapter 6. Romans 6 is a beautiful chapter. And in your own study time, read Romans chapter 6. It's very beautiful. Read it. But we want to read verses 15 and 16, Romans chapter 6.
Romans 6:15. Then what? Shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slave whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? Amen.
Amen. When we sin in our body, in our souls, in our body, we allow the devil to become our master. God is not holding the sin against us, but we have an enemy, and he hates every one of us. If he could, he would have all of us sick or dead. That's how much he hates us. But he can't do it because God will not allow him to. Even in our sins, grace and mercy is always available for us. In that same chapter, Romans 6, let's read 11 and 12.
11 and 12. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. Amen.
Amen, amen. 1 Peter 5, 8.
1 Peter 5 and 8. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Amen.
Amen. Romans 6, again, please. 23, Romans 6, 23.
Romans 6, 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen. So the devil is like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. And you say, well, how can he devour if we in sin? He become our master, and we become the slave. And you know slavery. Slave never tell the master what to do. The master called all the shots. And see, there's a wage of sin. The wages of sin is death. See, every time we sin, something dies. We get paid. The devil pays us. Amen. We become less sensitive to the presence of God. It's not that God leaves us. God said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. But our sensitivity to his spirit is darkened when we are in sin. So 1 John chapter 1, 8, 9, and 10. Let 1 John tell us what to do if we do sin.
1 John chapter 1. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Amen.
Amen. And we confess that sin. If we sin, we confess. Not to get back right with God. We're already right with God, but to get the devil out of our heads. Amen. To accusations that the devil will hold against us. Confess that sin and put it right back under the blood of Jesus Christ. Submit yourself unto God and resist that devil, and he will have to flee from us. See, that's how much God loves us. He has sealed this righteousness and true holiness on the inside of us. And we can't mess it up. And the devil can't get in there to mess it up. If we sin, confess it. Get up and start back walking. Let us go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 5 and 6.
Ephesians 1, 5, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. Amen.
Amen. If you are born again, you are accepted in the beloved. God is pleased with you. The good pleasure of his will, accepted in the beloved. Accepted means more than just toleration. God is literally pleased with us. We might not be pleased with the shape that our mind or body is in, but God sees us in the spirit. When we were born again, we became a brand new creature. And God pleads with his workmanship. That's Ephesians 2:10. Let us read that. Ephesians 2:10.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Amen.
Amen. Accepted in the beloved. Now, the Greek word translated, accepted, which we just read in Ephesians, means highly favored. It's the same word that God used in the book of Luke. Let's read Luke 1:28.
And it reads this way, and having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Amen.
Amen. She accepted and highly favored comes from the same Greek word. So when God said that we are accepted in the beloved, he said we are highly favored. And these are the only two places in Scripture that you will find this word, highly favored and accepted. So as Mary, the woman who bore Christ, was accepted, highly favored, so are we highly favored of the Lord. We are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Now, all of this accepted, highly favored, one with Jesus, is preserved and protected on the inside of us. Once we believe, we were sealed with the Holy Spirit. All of that goodness, all of that Godhead on the inside of us. Once we believe, we were sealed with the Holy Spirit. Let us read Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13.
In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen.
Amen. All of that goodness. We can't mess it up. Even if we have bad thoughts, the bad thought cannot break that seal and get into our spirit. And if we have sinful actions, the sinful actions cannot break the seal of the Holy Spirit and get on the inside of our spirit man. That is how much God loves us. He loves us so much, he do not want to lose us. If he would not have sealed that goodness on the inside of us with his Holy Spirit, we are all be going to hell. But God loves us so much, he do not want us to perish. He want us to be in eternity with him forever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. Our born-again spirit was created in righteousness and true holiness. And we read that out of Ephesians 4 and 24. As Jesus is, so became our spirit right here in this world. We read that out of 1 John 4 and 17. Our spirit became one with the Lord. We read that out of 1 Corinthians 6 and 17. Then all of that goodness God put on the inside of us was immediately sealed tight with the Holy Spirit. That is what love is all about. You know, and that seal is like when someone cans food, they seal the jar with paraffin. This makes an airtight seal that preserves and protects the food within. Airborne impurities are prevented from getting inside and causing the food to rot or spoil. That's how this word seal is used in Ephesians 1:13, which we just read. When we were born again, our spirit was immediately encased, vacuum tight, by the Holy Spirit for the purpose of preservation. When we fail in any area of our life after being saved, the rottenness, uncleanness, and defilement that come to our body and soul don't penetrate our spirit man. This Holy Spirit seal keeps the good in and the bad out. Amen. I say it keeps the good in and the bad out. God doesn't look at sin the way people do. To him, sin isn't only doing something wrong by violating a command. It's also not doing something right that you should have done. Let's read James chapter 4, verse 17.
James 4, 17. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. Amen.
Amen. Know to do good, but don't do it. It is sin. And you know, nobody really loves their mate exactly like Christ loved the church. No one is as passionate about ministering to others as they should be. No one meditates on the things of God as much as they could. Therefore, according to God's definition of sin, everyone constantly falls short. We don't understand the Holy Spirit encased our born-again spirit. Our conscience will eventually give us the impression that we lost the righteousness and true holiness our spirit was created in. Our conscience, with its knowledge of right and wrong, constantly bear witness to our minds about our thoughts and actions. If we aren't careful, we'll allow the knowledge of our failure to affect us. We'll think, well, when I was born again, God gave me a brand new spirit. He gave me a brand new start. But I failed since then. We may confess, try hard, and get back to where we feel like we're back on track and everything's fine. But it won't be long before our conscience show us something else we did wrong. If we go up and down like this day after day, year after year, which we do, after a while, we'll think, what the use? But we are born again. The truth is, spirit man was sealed. Sin and its effect cannot enter into our spirit man. When we sin, our spirit man does not participate. It retains its original holiness and purity and will for all eternity. Let us read 1 John chapter 3, verse 9.
Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. Amen.
Amen. And we know that we are spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a physical body with three-part being. And our spirit man is born of God. Spirit man cannot sin. This word is not talking about our soulish man. We sin in our thoughts, our physical man. We sin in our deeds. But our spirit man, who is born of God, cannot sin, will not sin, never loses its holiness, never loses its righteousness and true holiness. That's how much God loves us. He will never lose us. He will never forsake us. He is always with us. Even when we can't see him, he's with us. Even when we can't feel him, he's with us. Even if we don't feel like we're saved, he's with us. When we're doing good, he's with us. When we're doing bad, he's with us. He will never, never. He is with us until the ends of the earth. And he's going to be with us in the heavenly realm. He loves us too much to lose us. He got his hand on us, and he will never let us go. There is nothing we can do to stop God from loving us. God is saying that I love you, and there's just nothing you can do about it. And I'm going to always love you. And maybe there's one to say, I haven't received this God, so I can't receive his love. I'm not in his hands. That old roaring lion running after me, trying to chase me down. I need this Jesus. I need to be in the family of God. I want this seal of righteousness. I want this seal of holiness on the inside of me. Somebody may say, what must I do to be saved? Well, I tell you, you're in the right place. Because we are salvation ministry. And we love it, we love it, we love it when hearts and minds come to Jesus. And God has anointed Minister Smith to take us to the cross. And she loved to take us to the cross. And I sent the presence of the Spirit of the living God. So I'm going to stop. And I'm going to drop. And I'm going to pray. And turn the microphone over to Minister Smith. Allow her, under the power of the Spirit of the living God, to take us to the cross to see Jesus. Minister Smith.
Praise God. Praise God. Yes, this is the time. This is the time. This is a very intimate and personal time for you who said yes to today. No more stalling, no more procrastinating, no more putting it off or taking care of this salvation some other day, some other time. No, it's today. This day God created for you, my brother, my sister, to receive him in newness of life, that you will know without a shadow of a doubt that you have been born again. Hallelujah. So we stop, drop, and pray that we, that you would receive Christ, the most beautiful gift that we receive is his salvation. And so at Mission from the Heart, we always give an opportunity for somebody who's listening to this broadcast, not by chance, definitely orchestrated by the will of God, for you to be listening to this broadcast today, that you would say yes to Jesus with outstretched arms, with humbleness of heart, with a humility within, as we go to the feet of Jesus saying, yes, Lord, yes, and amen. So if you don't know, as Minister Copeland indicated today, reading the book of Romans is just a wonderful book to read and saturate yourself in and just becoming familiar with what it teaches us as God's children. But I want to read Romans 10, and it may be familiar to you, but Romans 10 verses 9, starting there, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Hallelujah. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever, and let me repeat that word, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Think about that, my brother. Think about that, my sister. When you believe on him, you will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew or Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever, again, there's that word, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10, verses 9 through 13. Hallelujah. This is promises upon promises upon promises of God through his word. And Brother Harold and I are just so passionate for you to say yes to Christ Jesus. Now, we're passionate for you, but God so in love with you that he knows you will say yes. Why? Because he's been nudging you, my brother. He's been nudging you, my sister. He's been calling you and calling you. And this day is the day that you should say no more running away from God. It is a time for you to run to God. And this is why we stop, you drop, and we all pray one with another. Now, as you prepare your heart and your mind to go to the feet of Jesus, and we pray one with you, all on one accord, I encourage my brothers and sisters who are saved to partner with Brother Harold and I as we go in prayer with the one or the two or the three who have said, yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say, yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. To those who say that today, I ask that you would partner with us in prayer as we go to the foot of Jesus in prayer. Now, remember, my brother and sister, these are my words, but it's your heart that God sees. He sees the condition of your heart. He sees the way of your life. He sees the newness of life in you. But he's given you a will to say yes to him. Hallelujah. And this is our prayer. So let's pray as we go to the feet of Jesus in prayer. Repeat after me, if you will, our Father, make it personal, my Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in my life today. I'm here with outstretched hands saying yes to you, Lord. Yes to you, Lord. I surrender my life to you today. I bring nothing but myself. All of my troubles, all of my worries, all of my anxieties, all of my bondage and baggage, I leave it at your feet. Lord, because you are my way maker. You are my mind regulator. Lord, I know that you are my fix everything concerning my life. Lord, I know that you are my will in the middle of a will. Lord, you are my thirst. You feed me when I'm hungry. Lord, you love me so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that I would be saved, that my sins would be covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for saving me. Here I am, Lord, seeking, crying, lifting my hands to you. As my heart is heavy of joy, I thank you for the Redeemer who lives, for dying on that cross for me, who was buried on the third day, and he resurrected for me. Thank you, Lord God, for saving me. For your word, Lord God, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, pleading to you as my Savior, loving you as my all in all, praising you the best way I know how. Here I am, Lord, trusting you, ready to obey you. Here I am, Lord, believing that you are my God. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, I pray. Here I am, Lord, surrendering it all to you. Here I am. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah to those who said yes to Jesus today. It is a joy to know that you have accepted Jesus Christ, my, as your Lord and Savior. This is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful blessing to accept him and him alone as your way maker, as your mind regulator, as your purifier on the inside out. He is yours and you are his. So we just thank you for accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Now we encourage you, my brother, my sister, please seek out a Bible teaching church within your community. Please do that. That you would be baptized by submersion of water. What a testimony that is to let the world know that you are a Christ follower. Let people know that you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that he is rich in your heart. You are one of his today. Also, seek out a small group discipleship class within that church, maybe a Sunday school class or some small group that you would continue to be discipled. Something that is a necessity for new believers in Christ Jesus, continuing to listen to Mission from the Heart Radio and then partnering yourself with Bible-believing brothers and sisters in Christ who can hold you accountable in love as you grow and go in grace. We are excited that you have said yes to Jesus Christ. This is a joy, and we want you to continue to stay steadfast in God's word, because the word tells us, the Bible tells us that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Stand on that. Minister Copeland?
Praise the Lord. Congratulations, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the family of God. Amen. God has come to dwell on the inside of you. You have that righteousness. You have that true holiness. You're filled with the Spirit of the living God. And he's working in you right now, and he'll never stop. He will never stop. He will never stop working. So congratulations. This is the greatest day of your life. You are born again, and you cannot sin no more, because you are spirit. And your spirit will never participate in a sin. And no thought, no unrighteousness, unholiness will be able to penetrate your spirit, man. As Jesus is, so are you right now in this world. God's seed remaineth in you. And God's seed is his Holy Spirit. And you cannot sin because you are born of God. You are righteous. You are holy. In your spirit, man, right now, and this truth is pivotal to your relationship with God. If you tie God's assistance to your performance, you always come short. We would always come short. You might do better than certain other people, but our conscience will condemn us eventually. It'll keep us from enjoying God's love and blessings, because we know that we tried and tried, but still have fault after all these years. But when you understand spirit, soul, and body, you'll know that in your spirit, you have completely changed. Created in righteousness and true holiness. And it's been sealed by the Holy Spirit. No sin can penetrate into your spirit, man. This righteousness, you were born again, stays uncontaminated. Since God is a spirit, he always deal with us, spirit, big S spirit, to spirit, his Holy Spirit, to our spirit. No matter how we're performing, we could always approach God in our born-again spirit, righteousness, and true holiness, been sealed by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I pray that you receive that truth concerning being sealed in your spirit, man. You're born of God, and you cannot sin, because the real you is your spirit, man. Now, if you sin in your thoughts, renew your mind. study the word. Say what God said. Do what God do. If you sin in your flesh, confess it and shut the mouth of the devil and let his condemning finger point to himself and not you or me, because we are washed, we are covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ is powerful. And there is nothing we can do that has already been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And you have been covered with the blood of Jesus, you who came to the cross, and you have been cleansed with the power of the blood of the Lamb. That's love. God loves us. And we just pray that the grace of God go before you on this day, and that the peace of God rest and abide in your hearts and your mind, and that the love of God overflow out of each one of us, that others may come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. I love you. God bless you. We'll see you next week. Minister Smith.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Harold. I tell you, this has been a wonderful teaching series as we continue to go deeper and deeper. And we hope that this is doing that for you. It is such a blessing to open the pages of God's word and allow it to just saturate our hearts in a way to where we can continue to flourish and thrive in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So we always like to say here on Mission from the Heart, the grass wither and the flowers fadeth away, but the word of God, the word of God, the word of God will remain forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. And we will be together again at Mission from the Heart Radio. Bless you, my brothers and my sisters.